Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, the value of a nosy neighbor. We'll get to that in a minute, but we start getting to know Frank Hicks, president of the Kentucky Woodland Owners Association. The issue, the very real problem of timber theft.
There's two issues. There's the timber theft and timber trespass. Timber trespass is really where somebody sort of accidentally cuts somebody else's tree because of an unmarked line or a line that they didn't realize. Then timber theft is a different issue. It's where somebody deliberately comes in and steals somebody else's timber.
Hicks lives in Clark County but owns woodlands in Greenup.
And I had a neighbor called me and said that they're cutting timber next to you. Looks to me like they're getting awful close to your line. You probably ought to come check on that. And I did, and went and left information about where I believed the line was, and didn't have any more issues with it. Had I not been notified and gone back and checked on that, then it's very likely that they would have crossed the line because it wasn't particularly well marked there.
Thanks to that astute neighbor, a concerned citizen, and one that Frank Hicks certainly appreciates, only the timber that was supposed to be harvested got harvested. More with Frank Hicks, timber theft, and the Woodland Owners Association in a minute. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Purnell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and seasoning it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage because it's good.
Kentucky Woodland Owners Association President Frank Hicks was attending Farm Bureau's annual legislative preview for commodity groups a few days back. He says regarding dealing with timber theft, an ounce of prevention goes a long way.
One thing is to be sure that boundaries are clearly marked. In a lot of Kentucky, we have plot deeds that go from the Forked Beech stump to this mark on a tree and those kind of things. And there are old fences lots of times in the woods that aren't being maintained because those trees aren't going anywhere unless somebody takes them. So being sure the boundaries are adequately marked, walk those boundaries frequently, work with your neighbors so that they know that you're not in the process of harvesting timber. So if somebody's hauling out logs, they're your logs, and you ought to know about that.
He says a sharp-eyed, astute neighbor can be very helpful. So too is their association website at kwoa.net. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.